know Spike Lee is in a little trouble for tweeting the address of George Zimmerman, which I don't blame, by the way. But anyway, from the Trayvon Martin case, the problem is that he tweeted the wrong damn address, and the family is upset.
Details head crack.
Yeah, they've been making the tour around, talking about how they had to, like, you know, quickly leave the house because, like, they started getting letters, like, right after it happened, and then people started physically showing up to these people's houses. And, like, you know, just, like, parking outside. Now, and they're, like, in their 70s.
Did he initiate the tweet, or was it it was a retweet?
Somebody posted it, what they believe was the address. Spike Lee retweeted it, and that dude has, like, a gang of followers. So, you know, his retweets turns into more retweets. So, like, you know, it created a big firestorm.
So they looking for Andrew Zimmerman right now.
George Zimmerman.
I'm sorry, George Zimmerman. Mm-hmm. So they out here trying to find right now. So... do we have the people on the phone?
I think we were able to.
The lady on the phone who addressed. Yeah. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
I'm not good, thank you. I'm not good at all.
What's the problem?
Well, hell, you know what the problem is? The Negro film director.
Oh, my goodness.
Ike Lee is the one that put our number out there, and we're missing everything. Had to move from the house. Can't watch wrestling, missed the dinner at the VFW club, no damn thing, and I think it should be something done about it, and he owes us an apology.
So what was the first thing that made you realize that there was a problem? Was it did your phone start ringing off the hook?
Hell yeah, that's how you know there's a problem, when your phone starts ringing off the hook and you hear people that ain't got voices as high as yours and they're deeper like yours. And they're saying all kind of nasty and rude things to you.
So talk like a black person. What's some of the stuff they were saying?
I'm over there and one person called. They must have been a butcher because they said they were going to wait. I wrote it down. Beat me to the white meat show.
So, this, and by the way, this is Mrs. Elaine McClain.
Talk loud on the phone when you're harassing people.
Never mind.
Now, damn it.
She said she just saying your name, Miss Elaine McClain. So, what's some of the other things that some of the Negroes were saying when they was calling
Why
your
are you
phone?
Calling us Negroes?
No, I'm saying that what she said.
Well, that's not what we are. We're blacks.
Well, she don't know we black. She,
I don't know who you are. I know there ain't none of us that called and do it. I'm gonna tell you. I think that because our name is McClain, they got it mixed up with the guy that's running against the president, Barack Obama, and they called in for us.
Am I John McCain?
That's what I think.
Yeah, McClain was Bruce Willis in Die Hard.
Yeah, well, I think it was the NCAACP that had a lot of
That's a lot of people. That's like a organization for race and basketball. A whole bunch of people.
NCAACP.
Yeah.
So what's some of the other things black people were saying?
We gonna come over here and beat the out of you.
How did they say it? How did they sound when they said it?
We're gonna come over here.
Why are you asking me to do that?
So you're not at your house now. Where are you now?
I'm not telling where I am. I'm somewhere where I ain't at the house.
Right. So black people out in front of your house. What kind of cars parked out there in front of your house?
Oh my God, my Lord Jesus! They had cars out here with them speckly paint jobs going up and down in the front of them. They had the kind that had the spinning wheels on them that when they ain't going nowhere. And they had the other kind that had them cloth socks that come off the back. And they played live dead gum music.
Well, I understand that Mr. Spike Lee made a formal apology. Have you seen any of his movies?
No, I haven't seen none. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want to see none either.
So was any Dodge Chargers and Caprice Classics out there?
Yeah, I do believe, and I believe it. There was a Buick Delta 88 like my husband Harold had. Hold on. I'm on the phone. And he had a Buick, and they had one, and it was strapped and painted like candy, and the most crazy thing I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, well, we pray for your safety, and we want to apologize on behalf of Spike Lee, and we pray for your safety, and thank you for, thank you for taking our call. You have a nice day, Miss McClain.
You too, and I don't think it's good to do old people like that. All right.
All right, take care, Miss McClain.
Yeah.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.